Hey everybody, welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike. Excuse me.
You blew it.
I know. It's been a while. Who'd have thought that I could, you know, get right back into it? Not me. I'm still kind of like phlegmy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which ain't cool. Anyway. Hey everybody, welcome back to another fun... I started choking. It's not good. Hey everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. Ah, Jesus! Why did you put your cold tea on my crotch? I can't. I'm not a fan of
that. That was funny.
No.
You closed your eyes at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. I was just like trying to like make it so it looked like I was looking so. So if I leaned forward, you wouldn't be suspicious. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Thanks. Hey everybody, welcome out to fuck off.
So you're not gonna take your eyes off me this time,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. Hey everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. Oh my goodness, it has been a long time since I've said that, unless you count the last 3-4 retakes.
We do.
Okay. Well, hey, we're back. And Laura has an iced tea, as you can tell from the clinkety clank of her glass. And it's been a while. It's been like 2 months since we've done a show.
2 months?
Well, hold on. Let me see. We have a feedback that's going to be in the show from Mr. Ooh. Neil. And he sent it the day after we posted the episode. And this was sent... Well, I don't know why it's not showing me the details. May 30th.
Month and a half.
Month and a half. May 30th. So May 29th would have been probably around.
Wow, we blew it.
We did blow it.
June's been a busy month, though.
July have been busy months.
I started a new job.
You did start a new job. And you have been working in the evenings a lot. So that takes several days out of our recording schedule when you're not home and I am. And so that there's that. Upfronts happen for me, which is that time of year where I meet celebrities and Laura meets no one.
Thanks, dear. I still got to meet the best celebrity out of all of them, so shut it.
Right. I got to...
2 months
ago. Oh, yeah, but the big one was for me this year was I met Orlando Jones. And he's on Sleepy Hollow.
Did you ask him how Tom Meissen is? Because I'd be all, like, up in that.
I asked him how the show, like, if he liked the show, like... doing the show, and he was like, yeah, it's a great show. Of course, he's not going to be like, no, it fucking sucks. But, you know, he was chatty. We talked about Mad TV for a little bit, and we talked about Phil Lamar, who has been a previous guest of this show.
And did you ask him to be on our show?
No.
You're an asshole.
What? I didn't want to put him on the spot. What am I going to do? Hey, nice to meet you. Would you like to be on a podcast?
You know? People do. That's how you get guests.
I guess. And I also met, I can't remember his name. If you watch The Blacklist like we used to, he's the husband from The Blacklist.
Yeah, I don't know, that show just kind of like...
It had too many episodes for your liking.
It did. I'm really a big fan of short seasons.
Apparently.
I like British style TVs.
TVs?
Yeah.
Then how do you explain Bones? How do you explain Supernatural?
Because I could watch them all at once. That's different.
Uh-huh.
Once I had to start, like, catching up on the live stuff, lost a bit of interest.
Right. So you don't watch Bones or Supernatural anymore?
Well, I've caught up on Bones and Supernatural, so I have to wait till New Year anyway, but, like, no.
Okay.
I'll probably watch Bones. I don't know about Supernatural, just because, like, Bones is, well, no, they're both pretty ridiculous. I'll probably watch both.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah.
We got that fancy PBR.
Well, we do have that fancy PBR. But yeah, no, those were a couple of the celebrities I met. Nobody else really big. Like, it was kind of a small year for celebrities. Like, nobody really big showed up this time.
Sorry.
I'm not saying
that. What are you saying was really big that showed up before?
Like, LL Cool J and Queen Latifah have shown up before. They're like movie stars. You know?
Hey, TV stars are big. John Hamm's TV
star. I am well aware.
I would love to meet John Hamm.
John Hamm is also in movies as well.
So?
The point is John Hamm is not going to come to one of these things.
Why not?
Because John Hamm... the whole point of upfronts is to sell shows.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to fucking sell Mad Men. Mad Men is sold. Everyone will fucking buy Mad Men.
Did you buy Mad Men?
No, because we can't buy that channel.
Then he wouldn't show up anyway because you can't buy the channel.
Exactly.
God, babe.
Apparently, Guillermo del Toro was at one of the ones that I was at, but he didn't. He wasn't announced because he's got that new show coming out for FX called The Strain, and he was supposedly was there. Somebody saw him, but he didn't formally introduce that he was there or do like photo ops or anything like that. I did meet the Big Brother Canada finalists
that are now dating.
Yes. I got a picture with the women, but it was pretty awful, so I never posted it anywhere. And I had the chance to take a picture with the winner, John, but I decided not to because he was really drunk and clearly needed food, and that's what he was doing when I met him, was eating. So I just let him be. My friend I was with, however, did not. One guy that I wanted to meet that I didn't get the chance was... the main guy from the upcoming Constantine show.
That would have been cool.
It would have been cool, and less for the fact that, for Constantine, and more for the fact that he's Edward Kenway in Assassin's Creed 4, which I was playing.
Assassin's Creed 4.
Huh? Yes.
Isn't Assassin's Creed Black Flag, dear?
It's Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Oh, okay.
If you want to get technical. Anyway.
I just thought it was Black Flag.
No, it's 4 Black Flag.
Well, suck a dick.
No. I don't want to suck a dick. Anyway, he was there, and I wanted to meet him, but I did not get the chance to meet him. Oh, well. There's always next time. which may or may never be a next time. You never know.
I hope next year you get Sleepy Hollow cast, the full cast.
The full cast.
And then I can be achingly jealous.
Super jealous.
Achingly.
Yeah. So there was. So it was busy because of upfronts. It was busy because you were working. My grandfather got sick. And then he passed away, so that took a lot of time.
Then you got really sick at the same time.
And I got really sick, too.
June was kind of a crazy month.
It was, yeah. So that's basically your explanation of where we've been for the month and a half. So we apologize if you miss us, but we hope that you're happy that we're back. So
I'm happy we're back.
There's all that information, I guess. So with that said, do you even remember the last thing that we talked about on this show?
Franchise fatigue.
We actually got feedback on that episode. And it was funny because it was from TV's Mr. Neil. And he actually tweeted the Untitled Mike and Laura Twitter page, which you can find at UML Project on Twitter. He tweeted and he said, "Did you guys have franchise fatigue of your own franchise? Because we disappeared."
We've been.
So
honestly, you should just be like, "Dudes, Death in the Family. Leave me alone." And people would be like, okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was the only reason. There was other reasons.
Yeah, it's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, so he sent us feedback. So it's, as usual with Mr. Neil, it's an audio feedback. So let's have... oh, wait. Jesus, it's been so damn long, I didn't even remember to play the feedback stack jingle. Hold on.
You're fired.
Sexy. All right, so now that we've...
Don't put that in there.
No, I promise that I won't. You're not going to listen. You'll never know. Are you going to put that on my crotch again? Then I'm definitely putting that in.
I knew you were going to begin with.
Yeah, but now it definitely is going
yes,
in.
Yes, but you were going to do it anyway, so I might as well get you already.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so here is Mr. Neil's feedback.
What's that smell?
So I was thinking, what if Laura just came home one day and Mike just happened to be playing SmackDown 2, but he set it up intentionally so that he could show Laura his creative character? Oh, never mind. TV's Mr. Neil here. I think franchise fatigue definitely applies to professional wrestling. I was watching wrestling as far back as WrestleMania 3, but I think I only really got into it when Bret Hart became the WWF champion, which stupidly happened in a match that never aired on TV for some reason. Anyway, I digress. As time went on, the gimmicks got really stupid. You had guys like Duke the Dumpster Drossy and Dink the Clown, which really stunk up the programming, made it really hard to watch. So I was really losing interest by early 1996. But I was still a big Bret Hart fan. But I also knew he was going to drop the belt to Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 12. So I was like, okay, this will be my out. So I decided to make it my last pay-per-view. And by the way, I hated Shawn Michaels. I hated him. I don't know what it was. His finisher. It's a goddamn sidekick. What? That's not a finisher. Anyway, I was watching WrestleMania, so I could see my guy lose, and then I'd walk away. Until one day in August, I think, I was channel surfing, and there was Hollywood Hulk Hogan cutting a promo, and I got sucked in all over again. I think I've talked about the awesomeness of 1996, 1997, WCW on another feedback, so I won't go into detail and bore you to death. Jericho.
Armbar!
But I'll say that I probably stuck with WCW a lot longer than I should have. I don't know. Maybe I thought they'd go back to what made them good.
Well, ordinarily, yeah, but this is stupid. You see, the people that made it are stupid, but none of them are as stupid as you because you still think this is going to get better. So
I don't know. It just got really bad as time went on, and for some reason I stuck with it, and less said about the sale of the company, the better. Although, if WCW had booked their programming like they did that last Nitro, maybe they'd still be around. It just seems to me like the last truly iconic thing in wrestling to ever happen was Shane McMahon standing in the Nitro ring. I tried watching WWE in the 2000s. I don't get it. I don't get the skits. It's just, I saw the one where Hornswoggle painted the door on the wall and then ran through it, and I just turned it off. TV's Mr. Neil signing off.
That actually ended rather loudly. I wasn't expecting that.
That hurt my earballs.
Your earballs.
I'm a funny person.
Right. Earballs. So anyway, based off what he was saying there, I hated HBK too. I always hated HBK.
And I thought he was like one of the number one guys.
Oh, he was. But not to Canadians.
Why?
Because of the Bret Hart Montreal Screwjob. Are you telling me you don't know about the Montreal Screwjob?
You've told me about the
Montreal Screwjob. With all the shit that's been going on, I haven't told you about
that. You told me about the Screwjob a few times. I don't remember what it is, but you told me about
because
it.
Because of the Montreal Screwjob. That's why every Canadian hates HBK.
And what was the Screwjob? He's supposed to have the title and then...
Bret Hart was supposed to win his final match in WWF. He was supposed to win the match and leave the company as the champion. But something that had happened earlier was another champion had left the company as the champion and then showed up on WCW and threw their title in the garbage. Vince McMahon, fearing that that would happen again, screwed him and made it look like he lost, even though it was very obvious that he did not lose, and HBK won the title. So they basically stole the title from him on the show.
That's dickish.
That's the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, you told me that. I just forgot.
As such, for many, many years, HBK could not go to Canada without being booed. Like, even if he's supposed to be the good guy in the story. Like, and they knew it, so they would purposely, like, make him be the bad guy. It was kind of funny. Like, he'd be the bad guy for one night whenever he was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go back to being the good guy.
I liked Cesaro being a jerk to the Quebecois.
That was good.
That was really good. I like the fact that he, like, got right into it, and it wasn't just, we're in Canada. Canada is all the same. Canada. It was like, no, we're in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
They speak Quebecois. Like, fucking Paul Heyman, get it right.
But at the same time, he was like, which isn't even French.
Exactly. He was very accurate and, like, treated Quebec as its own, like, entity because, like, parts of Canada are very different, like, from, like, other parts of Canada. But at the same time, he was still a dick, and it was great. He wasn't just Canada sucks. He was like, Quebec is Quebec, and Quebec sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was good.
It was good. It was good.
It was respectful and disrespectful all in one beautiful package. Yeah. That man is sexy.
In other news, yeah. You're giving me weird faces. Something that happened in wrestling that we didn't get a chance to talk about because we weren't around. Fucking Jericho came back.
I know.
Oh my God.
Is she so happy?
I was so pissed the night before at Money in the Bank when John Cena
Money
won
the
title
bank
again.
Was a piss.
When John Cena won that title again. Like, wasn't I so like, this is why I stopped watching years ago in the first place. Like, I'm like, why do I even want to watch Raw tomorrow? And then we didn't. And then fucking Jericho came back.
Sorry, hon.
It's all right.
He has a weird chest.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
It's concave.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird.
Why is it
I don't know. He just had it that way forever. He's always had that.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe he should wear a shirt then.
Sometimes he wears a shirt.
But not always. He didn't in the episode we watched.
That is true. Apparently, actually, the next night they did that main event. The show that's the Tuesday show that we don't watch.
Which we could have, and because you got that free preview, and now you ain't done shit with it.
I watch it at work. Anyway.
You.
What? So, anyway. They did a show in Ottawa, and in that live bit, Bret Hart came out onto Chris Jericho's talk show, and then Damian Sandow came out dressed like HBK, and they beat the shit out of him. So, because like I told you, Canadians hate fucking HBK. Anyway, so yeah, there's our feedback. There's a bit on wrestling, and I don't know. We've kind of given everybody of where we've been, what we've done kind of thing in the last little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So... why would you like to talk about something that happened during E3 with us?
Yeah, Big Brother started back up.
Hey, segues are hard. Big Brother started back up.
We always talk about Big Brother.
Okay, well, let's talk about Big Brother then.
And Devin's we talk about what I was going to.
Yes, Devin is an idiot.
Oh my God, I want to strangle his fat neck.
And he looks like The Rock. No, he doesn't.
He kind of looks like The Rock if The Rock had been hit with a shovel that was an idiot shovel.
Okay, you know what it makes me think of? Like, you know how there's, like, cheap knockoff toys?
Yeah.
He's like a cheap knockoff
toy. He came from Hong Kong.
And he's like, hey, I just look like The Rock.
Yeah.
At least he didn't have the fucking... I thought he was going to go, like, when he was meeting everybody the first time, I thought he was going to be like, hey... who do I look like?
Yeah.
But he didn't. He just said it, like, in his intro video a couple times.
So, yeah, we've had one elimination so far. The second is tonight.
Yes.
We haven't watched it yet. We're actually recording this while it's on, so we can fast forward through the commercial breaks.
So yay, I can't for even PVRs.
Can't even go on my phone right now.
Nope.
You jerk.
Sorry, I've ruined your life.
Who do you think's going to go home tonight?
Probably Zach. Is that guy Zach? I don't know everybody's name yet. Zach.
Yeah.
The guy.
I don't know why people are afraid of Devin. Like, he doesn't have any power now because he can't have HOH next week. And, like, everybody wants him out. And I'm sure he'll be, like, on the block this week.
Probably.
So.
I hope he goes home because he's awful.
On one hand, I hope he goes home because he is freaking awful. And if he controls the house for the whole summer, I'll be pissed. But at the same time, he's like a train wreck and I can't look away. Like, I'm just like, this guy is an idiot. His gameplay is horrifically bad.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anyone who stands out as someone you like so far?
Not really.
Oh.
Nah. Like, what about you? Like, let me think about it.
I have really started to like the trio of Nicole, Christine, and Hayden. I think they make a, like, three blondes, like... I don't know what the alliance is called, but I think they...
It should be three non-blondes.
I know, because they're all blonde. It's funny. End of the band, I know.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, you're just... Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Anyway.
Three non-blondes.
Oh, stop it. So, I like them as a trio. I think, as long as they keep playing how they've been playing, they're going to make it really far in the game. I think they're are really, like, they've been getting on really well, and hopefully it doesn't go with Three's Company on them, and, like, or Three's a Crowd, sorry.
Right.
And implode, because there's three of them, but I think it could work out really well for them. I think it could work out really well because Christine's married, and then Nicole is interested in Hayden, so it's not like there's going to be, like, hopefully not jealousy there because the married woman is married.
Right.
Devin's an idiot.
Yep.
Frankie's okay. I really wish they would show more of Caleb being a fucking creeper to Amber, because, like...
I actually kind of like Amber.
She's cool, yeah. Like, I wish they would... Because apparently in the house, like, because I read a lot of the online stuff and the, like, the Joker's updates on Twitter and the Reddit and stuff, so I'm pretty, like, well... I don't have the feeds, but I'm very well-versed in what's going on in the house beyond the show, and because I kind of keep on track of all those. And she's like a great player. She's got really good gameplay so far. She's really friendly with everybody. But Caleb is like, he's Gina Marie part two. Like, he is. It's ridiculous. Like,
has he started to wear her clothes yet?
Yes.
Oh.
There's, if you go on like Big Brother Reddit and look up like there's pictures of him, like he's just like got her stuff and he like just sit around with it all day.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's like, but they're not showing, they're just showing him as like a lovesick puppy dog on the show, when in reality, he's Gina Marie part two.
Good times.
So,
I kind of hope she gets voted out then, even though I like her, just to see what his reaction will be.
I know, right? I'm kind of like, no, I want her to do well, but I want him to be all like,
to be crazy.
You cockroaches!
Yeah.
You cockroaches! Yeah, so luckily so far, nobody is. Come out as a racist bigot asshole.
Yeah, good season so far.
Yeah,
with that,
pretty hard to top last season as the most
assholes. As the most racist. Yeah,
yeah. So I like Frankie. I think Frankie's doing a good job. He's just gotta be really careful because his gameplay is very similar to Andy's last year, and Andy won, so everybody's kind of on the lookout for that kind of play, right? Because he was right. Last year's winner, and apparently that's already kind of happening. So Frankie's got to like keep his head down and work harder at staying under the radar. But
so far this season, there's just been too much bullshit. Like fucking 8-people alliances.
It's very
Two 8-person alliances.
Yeah, they're like, idiots.
Fucking
no, like any alliance more than 4 people is not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that is a lot of people to try and keep on top of, and, like, you can build trust with, like, say, 3 other people max, right? To try and do that with 7 other people in a game like Big Brother, it's never gonna happen. So.
Yeah.
Competitions, like, they directly lifted the last, the veto comp, right, from Big Brother Canada.
The mobile one?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a U.S. one, too,
maybe
though?
It was
in a previous season, whether it was Canada or U.S.
Well, we've watched the last 3 seasons if you're doing Big Brother Canada and America, so...
Yeah, we watched the first Big Brother Canada, and then Big Brother 15, and then the second Big Brother Canada, and now Big Brother 16.
I like that you're watching it with me. I like that you're into it.
My only problem with Big Brother is that it's such a commitment. It's a little much
sometimes. If you don't want to watch it, I'll watch it on my
own. I mean,
I like that you're like, no.
Watching it, but there's, you know,
it is a commitment. It's a summer long commitment, and it's like a big part of it why they play it in the summer is because like they got to fill their schedule.
Right. Yeah.
I think in England it plays every day.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody and they told me that they watch Big Brother UK. And I'm like, wait, you go right ahead.
Yeah.
You enjoy
it. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of tempted because it's like very different. And, like, to watch one of, like, the celebrity Big Brothers. But that's a big investment of time.
Yeah, every day? Fuck that.
No. Well, there are a lot of their, like, reality shows are like that. Like, Hell's Kitchen there is every day.
Really?
And it's live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so the American one is quite different, so.
Goofy.
I'm trying to think who, like,
does Gordon Ramsay only do reality shows now? Like, does he even give a fuck about his restaurants?
I'm not sure. Like, he has... That's the thing. He can't be at all his restaurants. He has a lot of restaurants.
And he's got to make time to stand in front of a mirror and practice his pauses.
Yeah.
So that he can like his awkward, like...
You know they edit a lot of those, right?
I know. But, I mean, it's just like, Laura, what you need is to go upstairs and join your friends. Like shit like that, you know?
He also needs time to get new hair plugs because he's gotten those done a few times. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Let's see. I'm trying to think who else is in the house that has stood out for me as anyone worth talking about. Devin's a nut. Apparently, Brittany, the mother, got on the show by sitting in the right bar at the right time, and a producer recruited her.
Really?
Yeah, they recruit some people. Frankie was probably a recruit because of his like connection.
Right.
Like, Alyssa last year was a recruit, right? She didn't apply. They just were like, do you want to be on? Your sister's really popular. We'll put you in the house.
Hmm.
So it is a combo of like recruited players and people who've actually tried out. Like, a lot of people
don't know that. Makes sense. I mean,
well, it's like, is it just a coincidence that Ariana Grande's brother signed up for Big Brother and got on?
Oh, fucking Donnie. I like Donnie.
Everybody likes Donnie.
I like Donnie because
he's kind of stupid.
He's very dumb, and that's why I like him. Like, I like Donnie because he's off in fucking Donnie world, and somehow he's doing really well. Like,
he's a dummy, but
he's a nice guy from a small town. He's got no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, but
apparently he's a huge Big Brother fan.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely huge Big Brother fan. But he said there was like, I was reading transcribed stuff from people, and he said that if he wins, one of the first things he wants to do is meet Psy. And the person who was typing it out wrote Psy as in Korean Psy, PSY.
Like Gundam style, yeah.
Yeah. And someone replied, it's like, I think they mean Psy as in Duck Dynasty, SAI Psy. And everyone was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense coming from Donnie.
That does make a lot more sense from Donnie.
Yeah. I think Derek is like, you don't see a lot of Derek on the
the undercover cop guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't see a lot of him on the TV because like he's very subtle, but becoming very obvious to the feed watchers why he's an undercover cop, because he's very smooth. He's very diplomatic. He's very good at like getting into different people's heads and like talking to them and getting them basically to think his opinion is their opinion. And
yeah.
So he's doing really well, too. So I want to see more of him. Like I said, I like Christine and Nicole. I thought I was going to find those two really annoying, but I'm starting to really like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nicole's adorable with her fear of ghosts. Because
you're a fear of ghosts?
It's so weird.
You're a fear of ghosts.
Ghosts and I have a complicated relationship. Like, on one hand, they frighten me, and on the other hand, they fascinate me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Tina Belcher with zombies.
Right.
So, anyway.
Is that it? That's everything you got to say about Big Brother so far?
Who else is in the house? Zach, Caleb, Derek, Devin, Frankie, Donnie, Hayden. Pow Pow is the least threatening player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Joey already got booted.
Did you like Joey?
I liked what they showed her on the show, but apparently on the feeds, she was very annoying.
Oh.
Like, just always talking.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, she just didn't know when to be quiet, apparently. So, like, which is like, I don't want to tell anybody to shut up, but at the same time, like, she was just always talking.
You should know when to shut up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Was that a hint?
What? No, that wasn't a hint. Don't give me that sour puss. It wasn't a hint. Fuck! Stop putting your fucking tea on my crotch.
It was on your inner thigh.
It's crotchal area. Throw this pen at you.
It's my pen now. Oh. I'm going to draw on you.
You fucking better not. No, do not. I'll be mad. I will fucking seriously be mad. Do
Why
not.
Would you be mad?
Don't even think about it.
Why?
Don't.
Why would you be mad?
Don't.
It smells.
I'll bet it does. Don't draw on me.
Why would you be mad?
Because don't.
What if I put a happy face on your kneecap?
No. Don't do that.
Why would you be mad?
Please, don't do that.
Why would you be mad?
Thank you for not doing that.
I'm not going to, but why would it make you mad?
Because it would.
Why?
I don't have a reason. Why? It would make me mad. It's like your feet on my feet. Your cold iced tea.
At least it's like you peed on my feet.
Yeah, it's like you peed on my feet. No, it's like your feet on my feet because your feet are always so fucking cold.
Not right now.
No, because it's hot in here. Anyway. So that's it? That's all you got to say about Big Brother?
Yes, you can talk about your thing. I hijacked your thing.
It's okay. You didn't really want to talk about my thing anyway.
Well, so. There's not really much to talk about.
Yeah, there is. Mm. No? Should I just end it there?
No! Talk about your thing. I didn't think it was going to fill a full episode.
Well, I didn't think it was going to fill a full episode either, but, you know.
I wanted to get mine in there.
Uh-huh. Well, it would have gotten in there. You just kind of shoved it in there.
Yeah, so. I'm good at that.
Anyway, so E3 happened. That was a thing that I was trying to talk about earlier. Mm-hmm. And when it happened, Best Buy did a thing that was like, hey, if you pre-order one game, we'll give you 10% off. If you pre-order two games, we'll give you 20% off. If you pre-order three games, we'll give you 30% off for every game that you order at that point on. So we pre-ordered a shit ton of fucking games.
You're ridiculous. How many games did you order?
18. Fuck. We ordered 18 games. You're ridiculous. We saved $350 doing that from having bought them, if we had bought them all brand new.
I mean, they are all brand new.
Well, yes, but I mean, like, the day they came out, which we will be doing, but that's because we bought them with this deal. Mm-hmm. So, I thought it'd be interesting to go over some of the games, because some of the games are games that you would like to play, too.
I know.
And the thing, too, is you got to keep in mind is the way that we bought these, we bought them from BestBuy.ca. We're not going to pay for any of those games until they actually ship. The first game doesn't actually ship until September. The latest game on there probably won't ship until next November.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So there's a lot of games on there that we pre-ordered. So I thought I'd bring a couple of them up. One of them that I thought I'd bring up, just because it was kind of newsworthy lately, was Alien Isolation. Recently announced the pre-order bonus for that will be you get to play as the crew from the first movie. And you were like, that's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can I play as the cat?
No. You can't place the cat.
I'd run away from Sigourney Weaver.
But you know how I told you that the whole cast is in it? Well, no, that's not true. There's one cast member who didn't come back. Can you guess which cast member did not come back?
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Oh! Who?
John Hurt, because his character is dead at the time the game takes place.
Oh.
It makes sense. I feel bad for John Hurt, where they bring everybody back but him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Aw, John Hurt's got other stuff to do.
It's true. He's a busy guy. He's in Hercules.
Mm-hmm. He was in Only Lovers Left Alive, too, which was a really good movie.
That's good. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to Alien Isolation. It sounds like it's going to be pretty scary. And
we can play co-op, right?
No, it's one player.
Oh, well, fuck.
So
I could have handled.
Yeah.
I can watch scary movies like till the cows come home, but playing a scary game, I'm not so great at.
I noticed you in Outlast.
Because like when I'm watching a scary movie, I'm just sitting there. Like I don't have to be the one in control. Because like I've watched so many scary movies that like, just like I took that quiz on BuzzFeed and it was all like, how long are you gonna survive? I was the hero and I'm gonna survive the whole damn thing. And
oh,
I answered
look,
honestly.
That's good. That's good.
I answered every question honestly, because I knew exactly which answers were like the right answers to live.
Mm-hmm.
But I answered honestly and I still got the hero.
Oh, that's good.
I would survive any of these things. But that's the thing. So I'm playing these games and it's like, okay, the game is telling me I have to go here, which is going to put me directly in the path of the scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas rational me, who knows how to survive in a horror movie situation, is getting the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And going home. And probably to the cops. Like, come on.
Well, there's not going to be no cops because it's space.
Space cops.
Space cops. apparently, the alien is, like, programmed. The way that the game, it's not like it's scripted. Like, you won't go in the room and the alien will just stand over, like, a bit, looking back and forth, giving you an opening to sneak by. And then after you trigger that event, he'll move over here and then you've got to do a different thing. No, apparently the alien just is, like, the most realistic monster ever in a video game. And will search for you and it will look for you and it will smell you and hear you. and chase you and all sorts of fun things.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. So
you play, I watch.
I figure that's probably what's going to happen.
Because then again, I could just sit there and watch rather than be the one who has scared. To take the controller. Because again, my instinct, the game is saying go here. My instinct is saying get the fuck out of town.
So you just yell at me while I play?
Basically, I'm in my head. I'm really good. I don't do it when I go to theaters. But in my head, I'm like, why the fuck are you going up the stairs and going out the front door?
Get out of there, bitch. Right.
Run! Mm-hmm. Anyway, again, I would survive a horror film.
So that's October. That's coming out in October.
Oh, good timing.
What? Because it's scurry? There's a lot coming out in October that we... October has the most games in it out of a month that we pre-ordered the games.
Makes sense.
In.
Christmas.
Yeah, so October is Alien. It has Assassin's Creed. It has,
which I have no interest in.
The French Revolution one?
Yep.
Why do you not have a
female characters are too
hard. I had a feeling that was your reasoning.
It's too hard. It's too hard for me to play the game.
You seemed very interested until that got announced.
Yeah. Too hard.
WWE 2K15.
I'll play that.
I want to see it. Like, I keep hearing so many things about what they're doing with it, because the people who make it the reins have changed over to a different company because THQ went out of business. And apparently last year's game was too far gone for them to make any meaningful changes. Well, this year, supposedly, they went fucking crazy and did a shit ton of changes to it, and especially in the graphics department. So supposedly it's going to look ridiculous. So that's, I just want to see it. That's what I want to do right now. It's just fucking see it. So that's three of the games. And what's the other game? I'm looking. Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers is the other game. Yes. That's why I bought it on the 3DS, so that I could play it by myself, because you don't care. Right?
Sorry.
Well, you don't. Why would I buy a game for you to play if you don't give a shit about it? A lot of game for me to play, because I give a shit about it. So that's October. Danganronpa 2, got that. That's coming out in September. That's going to be fun. There's actually a new trailer for it released today. It takes place on an island, and it looks wacky as shit.
Cool.
Like the first one was. The Persona game for the 3DS, Persona Q, where it's like a crossover between Persona 3 and Persona 4.
Cool.
It's like a dungeon crawler. I don't know. Maybe you'll play that one. I don't know.
Maybe.
I did get the Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead Season 2 for Vita, because you don't want to play them. You're not interested. What? You're just making faces. This is a podcast. It's audio. You have to speak. You can't just go...
He can't see you winking, Homer.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. So...
Yeah, no, I'm no desire.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I bought them for the Vita.
Do they have any sort of release date on the Game of Thrones one, Telltale?
No.
Fuck.
They haven't even shown a trailer for it yet.
Fuck.
So those games are coming out, and I got them for the Vita so I could just play them on the go whenever I wanted to. So, Batman Arkham Knight, that got pushed back till next year, so we know we'll play that when we play it. I'm excited. It looks pretty good. You get to play the Batmobile, drive the Batmobile. The Order. This was one that you were very
interested
in.
It's a historical steampunk monster killing. I'm pretty impressed with how it looks, so hopefully it doesn't suck.
Supposedly the way that it's done, like they delayed the game till February to give it more polish. So that's probably a good thing that they delayed it to make it better.
Hopefully.
I like what they've been doing with the presentation of it. Like, they've said that they've done it a very specific way to kind of make it like a movie.
That's cool.
So, like, they want it to look like a movie versus, like...
It's the kind of theme I want in a game. So, I mean, hopefully we got a good discount. So.
We did. Pokemon, Sapphire,
Pokemon.
And...
It's the only Pokemon ones I've never played before because I'd never had a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, well, now you'll get your chance.
I know, pretty
excited. And we bought both of them, so you can...
Trade me Pokemon!
Right. Other games coming out next year. We also got Rise of Tomb Raider.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Who knows when that's coming out. That'll be next year. At least that's what they said. I got Metal Gear 5. That's supposed to come out next year at some point. What else next year? Uncharted 4. That's supposed to come out next year.
I'm not so good at shooting stuff.
I know. You started playing the Uncharted games, and you just kind of one day were like,
pfft. Hun, have you met me?
You're playing Infamous, and it's basically a shooter game.
Yes, but I won't finish it.
Yeah, I know. You won't finish it. I told you how close you were at the to the end of Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and you basically were like, oh, well, now I don't want to play anymore.
It's hard, and I don't want to do them
first. It's easy. It's the easiest ending ever. Do you know how easy the ending is?
If I finish it tonight, would you be, like, over the moon happy?
I would be shocked if you finished it tonight. Because you won't. You're so fucking close to beating it. And as soon as I told you that, you're like, well, now I don't have any interest in playing anymore.
Basically.
Literally.
Basically.
If I hadn't have told you how close you were to the end, would you have just... No.
I probably wouldn't have picked it. I knew it was close to the end.
The thing is...
Do I drive you insane?
It does. It drives me insane. Like, I can't get over the fact that you will the not finish the story.
You, it makes you that, like, ah!
It's like...
It makes it even better.
It's like if you if you started watching TV shows and started turning it off in the last 10 minutes of the show... Like, that's...
Or walked out of a movie right at the climax.
Yeah, that's what it is. If like, it's like, oh, we finally figured out who the killer is, and then you fucking left? That is you in video games. Like, why?
I don't know.
I don't
get it.
I get it.
To a certain point, and I'm like, ah, I'm done with this.
It drives me crazy. It literally drives me crazy.
Which makes it even more fun to do it that way.
That's why I shouldn't let you know that it does that. Like, you were playing fucking Fire Emblem, and you were tearing through Fire Emblem. And then you fucking stopped playing Fire Emblem. And you even mentioned last night, because you had to download the new Pokemon off the gift store. You're like, oh yeah, Fire Emblem's in here. Guess I'll never finish that. Like, come on.
I like how much it bothers you.
It,
like,
really bothers me.
Seriously, I think I have finished a total of, like, 3 games. If you don't count Pokemon, because you can't really finish them.
Uh-huh.
I finished Tomb Raider.
Right.
I finished Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Mass Effect 2.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I finished it like 6 months after I stopped playing it. Yeah. You were like, just.
I'm
you
like,
were,
you're
like,
literally there.
You're like, please, for the love of God, finish a game. And I was like, fucking fine. Leave me alone.
You're at the end boss fight of 2 games.
Which games?
Lollipop Chainsaw, you're at the end boss fight.
Oh, got hard.
And Alice, the Madness Returns, you're at the end boss fight.
Oh, got hard.
I don't know why. It bugs me so much.
It's pretty crazy.
What
else haven't I finished? I didn't finish any of the Uncharted games. I haven't finished... I'm still playing Infamous.
But you won't finish that?
No, probably not.
Did you make it to the second island?
No.
Because I mentioned there's a second island, are you probably not going to play anymore?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. What else haven't I finished? What are the games have I started and not finished?
All of them.
We should make a whole show dedicated to this.
The games you haven't finished.
We'll go through our list of games.
And then I'll tell you the ending of all of them?
No, and like we'll just...
Catherine. You never finished Catherine.
It got hard.
I'm sensing a theme. We should look at your trophy list. That'll tell you what you haven't finished
yet. Well, they got hard.
Did you finish Batman? You finished Batman.
I finished Batman. I've actually finished Arkham Asylum 3 times.
Yes.
Because it's my favorite game of all time. It's the one game that got me into console gaming. And I would play that. I would sit down and play that game again right now.
Is that why you finished Tomb Raider? Because Tomb Raider is kind of like Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, I love that style. Like, that is like my kind of game. That is 100% the kind of game I would play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that kind of game. But I played that. I did finish Arkham City, but I never...
You didn't go back and do
it. I didn't really go back
after.
To it much like I did with Arkham Asylum. Because I finished that start to finish. And like you know what I'm saying? It got too hard. It got too hard. I finished that on hard.
You did finish that on hard.
Like,
I haven't even beaten that on hard. You know what happened? I gave up at the fucking end boss because it was hard. And it eats away at my soul.
But that's the thing. And now you can't because your save date is gone for it.
No.
It's on the cloud?
That one's on the cloud.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that was another thing that happened while we were away. My PS3 died.
Again? I don't know how. We had to reset. Mine has never had a problem.
I don't know what happened. Apparently it corrupted and then it reset.
Probably because you've got so much cat hair in the damn thing.
Yeah, probably.
You should clean it out more often, dear. If it happens to the PS4, I will actually be furious at you.
Okay. Good to note.
Furious.
It died. We were able to reset it. Just tell it to format it, and it did. And now it's working. And now it's become a glorified Netflix machine because that's the only thing we use it for anymore, really.
What other games haven't I finished here?
Again, all of them.
Give me 10 seconds.
Are you going to go look?
Yeah.
Okay, well, while you're gone, I'm going to talk about a couple of the other games that we got pre-ordered. Mortal Kombat X. Mortal Kombat X looks pretty freaky deaky. I'm kind of like, holy shit. It's got to be all, like, brand new characters, and for most of the characters, that's going to be interesting. We did pre-order Big Planet 3 to play together, because we like playing Little Big Planet games together.
Hey!
What?
I finished Bioshock Infinite!
You did finish Bioshock Infinite, and then you immediately played the first Bioshock and didn't finish that.
I didn't finish Mirror's Edge.
You did not. You did finish Portal 2. You did not finish Mirror's Edge, which is funny because we bought Mirror's Edge 2 as one of the pre-ordered games.
I kind of finished Skyrim as much as you can.
You beat the main quest in Skyrim?
Yeah, a few times.
Is that it?
I didn't finish Kingdoms of
Amalur. You didn't? No, you definitely did not. Heavenly Sword, you didn't finish, no.
But I finished Heavy Rain.
You did finish Heavy Rain, that is true.
You're okay. My track record's better than I expected.
You still haven't finished, like, a lot of games.
I haven't finished any of the other Assassin's Creeds, even though I've started them.
Didn't you finish two?
You finished it for
me. No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, I finished it, but I didn't do any of the side stuff, and you started...
For Assassin's Creed 2... you almost had the platinum, and I did a couple trophies for you, and I'm like, you need, like, two more. All you need to do is collect some feathers and sweep a guy with a brush, and you're like, nope. Nah. Nah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah.
Don't want a platinum trophy. Walking Dead, you didn't finish. That gives you a platinum trophy just for finishing it.
Don't care.
Oh, hun.
Sorry that I'm the worst. I didn't finish Danganronpa.
Nope.
Yeah.
If I gave you Persona to play, you wouldn't finish that.
Nope. 100% no.
Because it's like a 100-hour game.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. I got other shit to do. How's that? That is a big part of it. I start feeling guilty when I put that much time into a game, and I'm like, shit, I should be writing.
But then you did that like 15 times on Skyrim.
It's different as Skyrim. Skyrim's a life sucker. It's different.
Uh-huh.
Like, honestly, the fact that I'm considering, like, playing a game for a bit while you're editing, I'm already feeling guilty about it, that I should probably do some writing instead, even though I spent the entire afternoon writing and editing and doing laundry and dishes.
Okay.
And I worked this morning.
You did, yes.
And I have to work tomorrow morning and Saturday, and then I finally get a day off after 6 days of working in a row, where I also did writing every one of those days, too.
So if we were to end the episode right now, what game would you be thinking of playing?
How easy is Assassin's Creed?
The end boss fight is jump across a room.
Am I, like, right there?
What was the last thing you did in Chapter 11?
I don't remember.
No, of course not. Chapter 11 is the final chapter. And when you've done every mission of Chapter 11... Chapter 12 starts, and it's like a movie in the credits.
Oh, my God. I feel like I have other things to do in the real world. Is that a thing?
There is one more chapter in the real world, and it's very short.
Okay, I guess I'll do it.
This is so hard for you.
I'm doing it just to make you happy. How happy would it make you if I finished this game?
It would make me happy if you finished every game.
Oh, my God.
But you won't.
What if I just finished this game?
It's start.
Well, if it's not going to make you happy, I'm not going to do
no,
it.
No, it'll make me happy.
Well, I mean, if you don't care, I won't
no,
do
I
it.
Do care. That's why. If I didn't care, why would I have gone on a big rant about how I hate it that you don't finish games?
You actually hate it.
It's... I said it was infuriating.
Does it really bother you that much?
It bugs me.
I'm not going to finish games just because you want me to. That's a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
It's a little different. It's not like if you were like, hon, I hate it when you pick your nose and eat it on the couch. Like, I don't do that. But like, if say that was what it was,
uh-huh.
I'd be like, maybe I won't do that anymore. That's an easy thing to fix. Finishing games that could be like 100 hours long, you can suck a dick.
Okay. Sorry. I'm not saying you have to finish every game. Just once in a while. Please
hey, once
finish
in a while,
game.
You finish a game. We went over this. I found a few games I finished.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, tune in next week to see if Laura actually finished the game or she felt guilty and did something else.
She probably just writing.
As for this episode, I've been Mike.
I'm Laura, and I like making Mike mad.
You do? You fucking love it.
It's pretty funny, because it's a stupid reason to be mad.
I'm not, like, mad, but it's like...
You're infuriated. Are you going to edit the show?
I'm going to edit the show.
Then I'll go play Assassin's Creed.
No, you won't.
I will. I'm going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you guys again.
Bye.
At some point.
Doing it. Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But I... there he goes. He just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do as we loves the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura underscore Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.